A team of Palestinian and Israeli filmmakers won this year's Oscar for Best Documentary. Palestinians called it a morale boost. Israel's culture minister called it a sad moment for the world of cinema. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
And the Oscar goes to No Other Land.
The documentary tells the story of Palestinian and Israeli activist filmmakers fighting Israeli demolitions of Palestinian homes on lands Israel deems a military training zone. It follows the story of Israeli Yuval Abraham and Palestinian Basil Adra, who spoke at the Oscars.
About 2 months ago, I became a father, and my hope to my daughter that she will not have to live the same life I'm living now, always fearing.
Adra lives in a rural community in the Israeli-occupied West Bank that has faced repeated attacks by soldiers and settlers. We reached his neighbor, Mohammed Jabarin. 2 weeks ago, he says soldiers and settlers approached his home pointing guns. He's proud of the Oscar win. He says, this film really means a lot to us. It uplifts our spirits and helps us move forward with confidence. Israel's conservative culture minister, Miki Zohar, says the Oscar win is a sad moment for the world of cinema. On Israeli radio, he said the film amplifies narratives that distort Israel's image. No Other Land did not get any Israeli public funding. But weeks ago, Israel changed the way it offers public grants to filmmakers, minimizing funding for independent films. He said it was to prevent support for films like this one. Roni Abulafia, head of the Israeli Documentary Forum, calls the culture minister's comments shameful.
We as a filmmaker community in Israel are facing challenges regarding free speech, and we're trying to continue to tell the Israeli story without fear and without looking away.
The film also highlights the friendship between the Palestinian and Israeli filmmakers.
We made this film, Palestinians and Israelis, because together our voices are stronger.
Israeli Yuval Abraham called for the end of Israeli destruction during the war in Gaza, for the liberation of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7, 2023, and for equality for Palestinian co-filmmaker Basil Adra.
Can't you see that we are intertwined? That my people can be truly safe if Basil's people are truly free and safe? There is another way.
Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.